Ibruchin, Zacharias, via prophetis, erebef is moeth oem, shopin, men aminef moemus, en hrizechen, be avot emaha, eshmin, en te, tirombi emahes noti hi, zorios, oen strius, oem ben noti, Shining him, shining, tenyeneti roa amin. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, amen. The prophecies of the first hour of the eve of Tuesday of Holy Pascha, may his blessings be with us all, amen. A reading from Zechariah, the prophet, may his blessings be with us all, amen.
وفي الشهر الثامن من السنة الثانية لداريوس كانت كلمة الرب إلى زكريا بن برشية بن عدو الذي النبي قائلا قد غضب الرب على أبائكم قائلا قل بهم هكذا ما يقوله لرب الضابط الكل رجعوا إلي وأنا أرجع ارجعوا إلي وأنا أرجع إليكم قال الرب الضابط الكل ولا تكونوا كآبائكم الذين خاطبهم الأنبياء الأولون قائلين هذا ما يقول الرب الضابط الكل ارجعوا عن طريقكم طرقكم الشريرة وعن أعمالكم السيئة فلم يزغوا ليسمعوا مني يطيعوني قال الرب الضابط الكل فأين هم آباؤكم والأنبياء فهل يحيون إلى الأبد لكن ناموسي وأقوالي التي أمرت بها عبيدي الأنبياء بالروح اقبلوها إليكم الذين أدركوا آباءكم وخاطبوهم قائلين كما أمر الرب الضابط الكل أن يصنع بكم بحسب طرقكم وكأعمالكم هكذا صنع بكم مجدا للثالوث القدوس إلهنا إلى الأبد الأبدين كلها أمين
Choice and honor the first hour of the eve of Tuesday, Holy Basta, may his blessings be with us all, amen. O Lord, make us worthy to pray thanks to our Father who art in heaven.
Trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not to temptation. Deliver us from the evil one in Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Kyrie, thy son, thuk, tetigon, nimbion, nimbismon, nimbia, shine, amin, emmanuel, penoti, penoro, thuk, tetigon, nimbio, nimbismon, nimbia, my shine, amin, beshoi, sisos, Sok teti gom nimbio nimbismon nimbia mai shine mi.
Rielei son sok teti gom nimbio nimbismon nimbia mai shine mi. Nimmeno il benoti benoro sok teti gom nimbio nimbismon nimbia mai shine mi. Besho isi sos behar sos sok teti gom. Nimbio nimbismo nimbia mai shaini amin.
Yelei sun suk tetigum nimbio nimbismo nimbia mai shaini amin. Benoti benoro suk tetigum nimbio nimbismo nimbia mai shaini amin. Besho isi sos verso suk tetigum nimbio nimbismo nimbia mai shaini amin. Shine me,
Rielei son sok tetigum nimbion nimbismon nimbiama. Shine me, Emmanuel benoti benoro sok tetigum nimbion nimbismon nimbiama. Shine me, Bashoisi sos verso sok tetigum nimbion nimbismon nimbiama. Shine me,
Rielei son sok tetigum nimbion nimbismon nimbiama. Shine amin Emmanuel benoti benoro sok tetigom nimbion nimbismon nimbiama shine amin basho isi sos versos sok tetigom nimbion nimbismon nimbia shine amin
Rielei son sok tetigom nimbion nimbismon nimbiama shine amin Emmanuel benoti benoro sok tetigom Nimbione, bizmone, bia mai shaynia, imbashoi si sos, berso sok, tetigom, nimbione, bizmone, bia mai shaynia, mi.
Yele, son sok, tetigom, nimbione, bizmone, bia mai shaynia, mi. Meno il pennoti penoro sok, tetigom, nimbione, bizmone, bia mai shaynia, mi. Imbashoi si sos, berso sok. Sok tetigom nimbionem bizmonem bi mai shayne mi.
Kriye lei son sok tetigom nimbionem bizmonem bi mai shayne mi. Nemeno il benoti ben oro. Sok tetigom nimbionem bizmonem bi mai shayne mi. Basho isi sos berso sok tetigom nimbionem bizmonem bi mai shayne mi.
Kriye lei son sok tetigom nimbionem bizmonem bia mai shayne meno il pennoti penoro sok tetigom nimbionem bizmonem bia shayne amin basho isi sos berso sok tetigom nimbionem bizmonem bia mai shayne mi.
Kriye lei son sok tetigom nimbionem bizmonem bi amahi shayne amin emmano il pennoti benoro sok tetigom nimbionem bizmonem bi amahi shayne amin basho isi sos bechristos sok tetigom nimbionem bizmonem bi amahi shayne amin.
Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever, amin. Emmanuel, our God and King, thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever, amin. My Lord Jesus Christ, thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever, amin.
لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين. إيمانويل إلهنا وملكنا لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين. يا ربي يسوع المسيح لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد
آمين. Our Father who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom.
Salmos todam. Yeah.
To enter
and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door saying, Lord, Lord, open for us. And he will answer and say to you, I do not know you where you are from. Then you'll begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know you where you are from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God. Out. They will come from the east and the west, from the north and the south, and sit down in the kingdom of God. And indeed there are last who will be first, and there are first who will be last. Oshtemp Evangelion eth owe.
And for in the exposition of the first hour of the eve of Tuesday of Holy Pesach, may his blessings be with us all, amen.
إن مخلصنا جعل مسيره إلى أورشليم مع خواصه فقال له واحد من الجمع يا رب قليلون هم الذين يخلصون فأجابه مخلصنا قائلا احرصوا على الدخول من الباب الضيق لئلا تأتوا وتقرعوا الباب وتقولون يا رب افتح لنا فيجيب هو من داخل قائلا لكم إني ما أعرفك من أين أنتم اذهبوا عني خارجا يا جميع فعيل الاسم حيث يكون البكاء وصرير الأسنان معا كثيرون من الأمم يأتون من المشرق والمغرب فيتكئون في حضن إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب في ملكوت السموات وأما أنتم فستطردونكم خارجا وتتسلط عليكم آثامكم فارجعوا عن طرقكم الرديئة لكي تمحى عنكم هفواتكم المسيح مخلصنا جاء وتألم لكي بألامه يخلصنا
بخريستوس بن صوتي
أبي أفهم بم قام
إن أخن فهم
قام أنت بصوتي أمو
مار أنت أؤوناف
تنتي سيام بفران
سيافرون عيني من
خطاب ابن اشتناي بلخن ملخياس بيبروفيتي سرب في اسمو الثواب شوفين منامين بقوم موس Epli ma emep saji emep sois echen besra ichen jig embe vangelos kas echen beten hit aimen resino bejep sois wo und trias so abnuti Shainenim shainen tani enetiru amin.
بسم الله أبو الإبن الروح القدس الواحد أمين نبوة الساعة الثالثة من ليلة الثلاثاء من البصرة المقدسة بركة علينا أمين من سفر ملاخي النبي بركته المقدسة تكون معنا أمين.
من ملاخي النبي بركته المقدسة تكون معنا آمين. فتح كلام الرب لإسرائيل على يد ملاكه. دعوا في قلوبكم إني أحببتكم يقول الرب، وقلتم بما أحببتنا؟ أليس عيسو أخا ليعقوب يقول الرب؟ قد أحببت يعقوب وأبغضت عيسو، وجعلت حدوده للفساد ونصيب ميراثه فقرا. وإن قال الأدوميون إننا قد انهدمنا فلنرجع ونبني خرابها. هذا ما يقول الرب الضابط الكل، هم يبنون وأنا أهدم. أدعوها تخم الإثم والشعب الذي قاومه الرب إلى الأبد. فتبصر عيونكم وأنتم تقولون لقد تعظم الرب فوق تخوم إسرائيل. الابن يكرم أباه والعبد سيده. فإن كنت أنا أبا فأين كرامتي؟ وإن كنت سيدا فأين مهابتي؟ قال الرب الضابط الكل. وأنتم أيها كهنة المحتقرون اسمي، وقلتم بما احتقرنا اسمك؟ لأنكم قربتم على مسبحي خبزا نجسا وقلتم بما نجسناه. بقولكم إن مائدة الرب حقيرة، وحقيرة هي الأطعمة الموضوعة عليها، إذ قربتم الأعمى ذبيحة. أفليس ذلك شرا؟ إذ قربتم الأعرج أو السقيم أفليس ذلك شرا؟ قربه لرئيسك أفيقبله منك أو يقبل وجهك؟ ويقول الرب الضابط الكل مجدا الثالوث الأقدس إلى هنا إلى الأبد الآبدين لها آمين.
شوي سنان انا ليلو يا اخي نفراه نمي في وطن نمي في شير نمي بن ماي ثواب ونوتين وثمين زو سابت ريكا ايو كي اجيب بن مات كاني كي كاستوسي ونستوني اون امين تسبحات وصلوات الساعة الثالثة من ليلة الثلاثاء من البصحة المقدسة بركة علينا امين اجعلنا مستقين. نقول بشكر يا ابانا الذي في السماوات
قدس اسمك ياتي ملكوتك تكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك الارض خبزنا السوغات نعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن واعين المذنبين الينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لأن لك الملك والقوة والمجد للأبد أمين.
يا ليسون طوك تتيقوم نبيون بسمون بيا مايشا يا مين مانويل بن نوتي بن أورو طوك تتيقوم نبيون بسمون بيا مايشا يا مين بجويسي سوز برسوس طوك تتيقوم نبيون بسمون بيا مايشا إني أمين.
يا ليسون طوك تتيقوم نبيون بسمون بيا مايشا إني أمين مانويل بن نوتي بن أورو طوك تتيقوم نبيون بسمون بيا مايشا إني أمين بجويسي سوز برسوس طوك تتيقوم نبيون نبسمون بيا مايشا إني أمين.
يا ليسون طوك تتيقوم نبيون بسمون بيا مايشا إني أمين مانويل بن نوتي بن أورو طوك تتيقوم نبيون بسمون بيا مايشا إني أمين بجويسي سوز برسوس طوك تتيقوم نبيون بسمون بيا مايشا إني أمين.
يا ليسون طوك تتيقوم نبيون بسمون بيا مايشا إني أمين مانويل بن نوتي بن أورو طوك تتيقوم نبيون بسمون بيا مايشا إني أمين بجويسي سوز برسوس طوك تتيقوم نبيون بسمون بيا مايشا إني أمين.
يا ليسون طوك تتيقوم نبيون بسمون بيا مايشا إني أمين مانويل بن نوتي بن أورو طوك تتيقوم نبيون بسمون بيا مايشا إني أمين بجويسي سوس برستوس طوك تتيقوم نبيون بسمون بيا مايشا إني أمين.
يا ليسون طوك تتيقوم نبيون بسمون بيا مايشا إني أمين مانويل بن نوتي بن أورو طوك تتيقوم نبيون بسمون بيا مايشا إني أمين بجويسي سوس برستوس طوك تتيقوم نبيون بسمون بيا مايشا إني أمين.
يا ليسون طوك تتيقوم نبيون بسمون بيا مايشا إني أمين مانويل بن نوتي بن أورو طوك تتيقوم نبيون بسمون بيا مايشا Nemin bachoisis os verstos toptetingom. Nembionum bismonum biamahi shai nemin.
Kyrielei son toptetingom. Nembionum bismonum biamahi shai nemin. Emmanuel ben noti ben oro. Toptetingom. Nembionum bismonum biamahi shai nemin. Bachoisis os verstos. Tok tetigom nembe on embismonem be amai shine amin.
Kriya leison tok tetigom nembe on embismonem be amai shine amin. Emmanuel ben noti ben oro tok tetigom nembe on embismonem be amai shine amin. Betrois isos verstos tok tetigom. Nembionum bismonum biamahi shayne amin.
Kyrie eleison tok tetigom nembionum bismonum biamahi shayne amin. Emmanu il penoti Christos Totetigom Nembiou Nembismo Nembi Amahi Shaine Amin.
Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever, amen. Emmanuel, our God and King, thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever, amen. My Lord Jesus Christ, thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever,
Emmanuel, Ilahna, wa Malikna, laka al-Quwwa wal-Mahdi wal-Baraka, wa la-Izza, ila al-Abad, amin. Ma Rabbi Yasu لك القوة والمجد والبركة ولا إنسى إلى
يا أبانا الذي في السماوات
تكن مشيئة كما في السماء كذلك في الأرض خبزنا نزل غدا أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن وعلى المسبين علينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن انجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لأن لك الملك والقوة والمجد للأبد آمين.
صالم استودع أبي س
Oh, مستحقين لسماع الإنجيل المقدس نتوسل من ربنا وإلهنا انصتوا مستقيمين بحكمة للإنجيل المقدس فصل من بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا القديس ماري لوقا وفي ذلك اليوم جاء إليه قوم من الفريسيين وقالوا له اخرج واذهب من هاهنا فإن هيرودس يريد قتلك فقال لهم اذهبوا وقولوا لهذا الثعلب ما أنا أخرج الشياطين وأتمم الشفاء اليوم وغدا وفي اليوم الثالث أكمل ولكن ينبغي لي أن أقيم اليوم وغدا وفي اليوم الآتي أذهب لأنه لا يهلك نبي خار جاع أورشليم يا أورشليم يا أورشليم يا قاتلة الأنبياء وراجمة المرسلين إليها كم من مرة أردت أن أجمع بنيك كما يجمع الطائر فراخه تحت جناحيه فلم تريدوا وذا بيتكم يترك لكم خرابا وإني أقول لكم أنكم لا تروني من الآن حتى تقولوا مبارك الآتي باسم الرب
والمجد لله دائما
في نبرار تتريس
نموصيون
بيوت نيم بشيري
نم بمن ما
Shirne Maria,
in serum dies nesor,
pietas visi nor,
em evnoti bilo,
صرخ الساعة الثالثة من ليلة الثلاثاء من البصرة المقدسة بركة علينا أمين.
ذلك اليوم وفاه قوم وأخبروه عن هيرودس الملك قائلين يا معلم أخرج من هاهنا فإن هيرودس المارق يريد قتلك فأجاب وقال للذي قال له امضي وقل لهذا الثعلب الشرير إني أكمل شفاء كثيرين اليوم وغدا وفي اليوم الآتي وقد كتب أنه لا يهلك نبي خارجا عن أورشليم يا أورشليم يا أورشليم يا قاتلة الأنبياء وراجمة المرسلين كم من مرة أردت أن أجمع بنيك فلم تريدي هو ذا أترك لكم بيتكم خرابا إلى كل الأجيال أقول لكم أيها الذين تسمعونني إنكم لا ترونني منذ هذا اليوم حتى تقولوا كلكم من فم واحد مبارك الآتي باسم الرب الإله
المسيح مخلصنا جاء وتعلم عنا لكي بآلام يخلصنا بخريستوس بن سوتير
عظيم بن قار
إن أخني بن قار
أنت بصوتي أمو
مار أنت أونا
فانت في سيام بفرا
زي أفرونا ينيما
قطاب فنشت ناي والخين وسيب ببروفتي سير بفس مسواب شو بيني من امين بقوموس ان سوق دين باسرائيل ام بريرات امي اوه ايضا ام برشيخون اوان تترياس سوى بنوتي شاينين مشاينين تبي انتي رو امين
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. The prophecy at the sixth hour of the eve of Tuesday of Holy Vesper, may his blessing be with us all, amen. A reading from Hosea the prophet, may his blessing be with us all, amen.
A reading from Hosea the prophet, may his blessings be with us all, amen. But you, O Israel, be not ignorant, and do not go, men of Judah, to Gilgal, and do not go up to Bethaven, nor swear by the living Lord. For Israel was maddened like a mad heifer. Now the Lord will feed them like a lamb in a wide place. Ephraim joined with idols, has laid stumbling blocks in his own way. He has chosen the Canaanites. They have grievously gone wrong, a whoring. They have loved dishonor through her rudeness. You are a blast of wind in her wings, and they shall be ashamed because of their altars. Hear these things, O priest, and attend, O house of Israel. Listen, O house of the king, for judgment is with you because you have been a snare in Mizpah, and a net spread on Tabor, which they that hunt the prey have fixed. But I will be your instructor. I know Ephraim and Israel is not far from me. For now Ephraim has gone grievously whoring, Israel defiled. Their deliberations did not allow them to return to their God, for a spirit of fornication is in them, and they have not gotten to know the Lord. The arrogance of Israel shall be brought low before his face, and Israel and Ephraim shall become weak due to their wrongdoings, and Judah also shall become weak with them. They shall go with sheep and calves diligently to seek the Lord, but they shall not find him, for he has withdrawn himself from them. For they have forsaken the Lord because strange children have been born to them. Now the rust shall devour them along with their heritages. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and unto the ages of all ages.
Amen. Zuk sabat vi keo kagyum de mati kenin kain keso se ona sonen amen zuk saji the 6 hour of the eve of Tuesday holy blessed may his blessing be with us all amen. O Lord, make us worthy to pray thanks for saying our Father who art in heaven.
And on earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread and forgive us all trespasses. We forgive those which trespass against us and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord.
Yelai son sok teti gom nem bi on nem besmo nem bi amai sa ne min meno il ben noti ben oro sok teti gom nem bi on nem besmo nem bi amai sa ne min beso isi sos be Christos sok teti gom nem bi on nem besmo nem bi amai sa ne min
Yelai son sok teti gom nem bi on nem besmo nem bi amai Shine Amin Emmanuel bin Noti bin Oro Soktati Gom Nambi O Nambismo Nambi Amon Shine Amin Bashois Jesus Bechristos Soktati Gom Nambi O Nambismo Nambi Amon Shine Amin
Kyrie Eleison Soktati Gom Nambi O Nambismo Nambi Amon Shine Amin Emmanuel bin Noti bin Oro Soktati Gom Nambi O Nambismo Nambi Amon Aisha, Nemin Bashois, Sos, Behristos, Sok, Tetigo, Nembio, Nembismo, Nembia, Maisha, Nemin,
Creation, Sok, Tetigo, Nembio, Nembismo, Nembia, Maisha, Nemin, Emmanuel, Ben Noti, Ben Oro, Sok, Tetigo, Nembio, Nembismo, Nembia, Maisha, Shine Amin Bashois, Jesus, Bechristos, Soktati Gom, Nembi O, Nembismo, Nembi Amon, Shine Amin.
Kyrie Eleison, Soktati Gom, Nembi O, Nembismo, Nembi Amon, Shine Amin, Emmanuel, Ben Noti, Ben Oro, Soktati Gom, Nembi O, Nembismo, Nembi Amon, Shine Amin. Nemin Bashois, Jesus, Christos, Sok, Teti, Gom, Nembi, O, Nembismo, Nembi, Amai, Shine, Amin.
Kyrie Eleison, Sok, Teti, Gom, Nembi, O, Nembismo, Nembi, Amai, Shine, Amin. Emmanuel, Ben Noti, Ben Oro, Sok, Teti, Gom, Nembi, O, Nembismo, Nembi, Amai, Shine Amin Bashois, Jesus, Bechristos, Soktati Gom, Nembi O, Nembismo, Nembi Amon, Shine Amin.
Kyrie Eleison, Soktati Gom, Nembi O, Nembismo, Nembi Amon, Shine Amin, Emmanuel, Ben Noti, Ben Oro, Soktati Gom, Nembi O, Nembismo, Nembi Amon, Shine Amin. Nemin Bashois, Jesus, Christos, Sok, Teti, Gom, Nembi, O, Nembismo, Nembi, Amai, Shine, Amin.
Kyrie Eleison, Sok, Teti, Gom, Nembi, O, Nembismo, Nembi, Amai, Shine, Amin. Emmanuel, Ben Noti, Ben Oro, Sok, Teti, Gom, Nembi, O, Nembismo, Nembi, Amai, Shine Amin Bashois, Jesus, Bechristos, Soktati Gom, Nembi O, Nembismo, Nembi Amon, Shine Amin.
Kyrie Eleison, Soktati Gom, Nembi O, Nembismo, Nembi Amon, Shine Amin. Emmanuel, Ben Noti, Ben Oro, Soktati Gom, Nembi O, Nembismo, Nembi Amon, Nemin Bashois, Jesus, Christos, soktetigom nembi onem besmonem bi amay shayne amiye
leyson soktetigom nembi
in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thy is the kingdom, the power, and glory forever.
Psalm
أتكل عليه لأنه ينجيني ومن فخ الصياد ومن كلمة مقلقة الليلويا. اللهم ترعف علينا وارحمنا واجعلنا مستحقين لسماع إنجيلك المقدس وسم بشارة الإنجيل لمالي معلمنا لوقا البشير. بركاته على جميعنا آمين. فاحترزوا لأنفسكم لئلا تثقل قلوبكم ومن الشبع والسكر والهموم الدنيوية فيقبل عليكم بغتة ذلك اليوم، لأنه يأتيك الفخ على جميع الجالسين على وجه الأرض كلها، اصهروا إذن وتضرعوا في كل حين لكي تقوا على الهرب من هذه الأمور المزمعة أن تصير وتقفوا أمام ابن الإنسان وكان في النهار يعلمه في الهيكل وفي الليل يخرج ويبيت في الجبل الذي يدعى جبل الزيتون وكان جميع الشعب يبكرون إليه في الهيكل ليسمعوا منه
والمجد لله دائما
من فرار تتريز
نموس
افيوت نمب شيري
نمب نمعيكم تشرم بيت نسون
يتسمي سينا
نم ابنوتي بلوغوس
The exposition of the sixth hour, the eve of Tuesday of Holy Blessed May His blessings be with us all, Amen.
كنسبة طبيب مداوي كان المسيح إلهنا يداوي مجانا قائلا أن زيادة الأكل تثقل القلوب وتقطع القوة من الجسد والاهتمام أيضا الدنيوي يجلب على الإنسان شرورا كثيرة ويحيد الإنسان عن مخافة الله فيختنقه الشرير ويبعده عن طريق الخلاص ومعرفة خلاص نفسه ويوقعه في سلطان الموت مثل الفخ الذي يخطف الفريسة اسهروا أنتم أيضا واصنعوا ثمرة طريق البر والتوبة لكي تكونوا واقفين أمام الديان يسوع المخلص وكان يعلم الجموع في الهيكل وفي الليل كان يستريح وكانت راحته في جبل الزيتون وفي النهار كان يأتي إلى أورشليم وكان جميع الشعب يبكرون إليه ليسمعوا تعليمه المفهم صلاحا والذين سمعوا كان يسبقون إلى ينبوع ويشربون منه الماء الحلو كما قال الكتاب الشاهد بمجيئه أنه الطعام الغير الفاسد المغذي لكل الذين يؤمنون به المسيح مخلصنا جاء وتألم عنا
لكي بألم يخلصنا فنمجده ونرفع اسمه لأنه صنع معنا رحمة كعظيم رحمته
أطيع
سبمك
هنا خنفم هنا خنفمك
انت بصوتي أمون
مار انت يؤونا
انت شيسي أمبكرا
بأفرون عيني من
قطاب ابن
خنوسي ببروفيتي سرب بفز مويسواب شو بيني من آمين بقوي موس ستي نويتين نويسمي شو لوطا انت ابون او انت بتيسواب بنو شاينين مشاينين تبين الشور تيرو آمين
بسم الله والابن والروح القدس لا الواحد أمين نبوات الساعة التاسعة من ليلة الثلاثاء من البصخة المقدسة بركتها علينا أمين من وشعنا بركة المقدسة تكون معنا أمين
ازرعوا لأنفسكم برا واجنوا ثمرة الحياة استنيروا بنور المعرفة واصلوبوا الرب حتى يأتيكم ثمرة البر لماذا سكتتم على النفاق الذي فيكم وحصدتم ظلمكم وأكلتم ثمرة الكذب لأنك توكلت على مركباتك وكثرة قوتك يقوم هلاك في شعبي وتخرب جميع حصونك المسيجة كخراب بيت يربعام من أراخنة سليمان يوم الحرب إذ حطمت الأمهات على البنين هكذا أصنع بكم يا بيت إسرائيل أمامكم من قدام وجهي لأن ظلمكم وشروركم طرحت ملك إسرائيل خارجا لأن إسرائيل صغير وأنا أحببته ودعوت ابنه وابني من مصر فكما دعوتهم هكذا ذهبوا عن وجهي فذبحوا للبعليم وبخروا للمنحوتات مجدا للثالوث الأقدس إلهنا.
شو استنينا للويا خنفان مبي وتم بشير نبدنا ما السواب ونوتين أوت أمين سابت ريكا أيوكا جبن مات كاني كيك السوسون السوني أورن أمين تسبحات وصلوات الساعة التسعة من ليلة الثلاثاء من الوصفة المقدسة بركت علينا أمين جعلنا مستقين نقول بشكر يا أبانا الذي في السماوات لدخل
كذلك على تقوزنك بفنا عطينا اليوم وفنا ونفنا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن أجلنا
يا ليسون سوك تتي قوم نمبيون بسمو نمبيا ماي شاين امين منو البنوتي بنورو سوك تتي قوم نمبيون بسمو نمبيا ماي شاين امين بشوي سيسوس بخريستو سوك تتي قوم نمبيون نمبس مون بيا ماي شاين امين
يا ليسون تون تتي قوم نمبيو نمبس مون بيا ماي شاين امين امانويل بن نوتي بن اورو تون تتي قوم نمبيو نمبس مون بيا ماي شاين امين بشوي سيسوس بخريستوس توك تتي قوم نمبيو نمبسمو نمبيا معيشا نامين
يا ليسون سوك تتي قوم نمبيو نمبسمو نمبيا معيشا نامين منو البنو تيبن عرون سوك تتي قوم نمبس مون بيا ماي شاين امين بشوي سيسوس بخريستوس صوت تتي قوم نمبيو نمبس مون بيا ماي شاين امين
يا ليسون توك تتي قوم نمبيو نمبس مون بيا ماي شاين امين امانويل بن نوتي بن اورو توك تتي قوم نمبيو نمبس مون بيا ماهي شاين امين بشوي سيسوس بخريستوس توك تتي قوم نمبيو نمبس مون بيا ماهي شاين امين
يا ليسون سوك تتي قوم نمبيو نمبس مون بيا ماهي شاين امين امانويل بن نوتي بن اورون سوك تتي قوم نمبس مون بيا ماي شاين امين بشوي سيسوس بخريستوس توك تتي قوم نمبيو نمبس مون بيا ماي شاين امين
يا ليسون توك تتي قوم نمبيو نمبس مون بيا ماي شاين امين امانويل بن نوتي بن اورو توك تتي قوم نمبيو نمبسمو نمبيا ماي شاين امين بشوي سيسوس بخريستوس توك تتي قوم نمبيو نمبسمو نمبيا ماي شاين امين
يا ليسون توك تتي قوم نمبيو نمبسمو نمبيا ماي شاين امين امانويل بن نوتي بن اورو توك تتي قوم نمبسمو نمبيا ماي شاين امين بشوي سيسوس بخريستوس توك تتي قوم نمبس مون بيا ماي شاين امين
يا ليسون توك تتي قوم نمبيو نمبس مون بيا ماي شاين امين امانويل بن نوتي بن اورو توك تتي قوم نمبيو نمبس مون بيا ماي شاين امين بشوي سيسوس بخريستوس توك تتي قوم نمبيو نمبسمو نمبيا ماي شاين امين
يا ليسون توك تتي قوم نمبيو نمبسمو نمبيا ماي شاين امين امانويل بن نوتي بن اورو توك تتي قوم نمبيو نمبسمو نمبيا شاینی من بشای سیساز بفرستاد ساک تیگم آنم بسمانم بیامای شاینی من
یلی سان ساک تیگم نم بی آنم بسمان بی
اسمك ليأتي ملكوتك لتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا كفافنا أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا المذنبين لنا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا
Oh,
αρτοκαταξιός ιόν ημές της ακροασού Άγιο Ευαγγελείον. Κύριον κοίτον σιόν ημές εγκατεύσομεν σοφία ορσέ ακούμ το Άγιο Ευαγγελείον.
من مزامير ترتيل أبينا داود النبي بركاته علينا مين الرب يشتت آراء الأمم ويرزل أفكار الشعوب ويرفض مؤامرة الرؤساء وأما رأي الرب فهو يكون إلى الأبد وأفكار قلبه من جيل إلى جيل هللويا اللهم اترف علينا وارحمنا واجعلنا مستحقين لسماع الإنجيل المقدس فصل من بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا مارلوقا البشير بركاته علينا أمين وفيما هو يتكلم سأله فريسي أن يأكل عنده فدخل واتكأ وأما الفريسي فلما رأوا أنه لم يغتسل أولا قبل الأكل تعجب فقال له الرب أنتم الآن معاشر الفريسيين تطهرون خارج الكأس والصحفة وأما داخلها فمملوءة اختطافا وخبثا أيها الجهال أليس الذي صنع الخارج صنع الداخل أيضا بل أعطوا ما عندكم صدقة فهو ذا كل شيء يتطهر لكم ولكن ويل لكم أيها الفريسيون لأنكم تعشرون النعنع والثذب وكل بقلين وتتجاوزون حكم الله ومحبته وكان ينبغي أن تفعلوا هذه ولا تتركوا تلك ويل لكم أيها الفريسيون لأنكم تحبون أوائل المجالس في المجامع والتحيات في الأسواق ويل لكم أيها الكتبة والفريسيون المراؤون لأنكم مثل القبور المختفية والناس يمشون عليها ولا يعلمون فأجاب واحد من الناموسيين وقال له يا معلم إنك بقولك هذا تشتمنا نحن أيضا أما هو فقال له وأنتم أيضا أيها الناموسيون ويل لكم لأنكم تحملون الناس أحمالا ثقيلة وأنتم لا تمسون تلك الأحمال بإحدى أصابعكم ويل لكم فإنكم تشيدون قبور الأنبياء الذين قتلهم آباؤكم وأنتم إذا تشهدون وتسرون بأعمال آبائكم لأنهم هم قتلوهم وأنتم تبنون قبورهم لذلك أيضا قالت حكمة الله إني أرسل إليهم أنبياء ورسلا فيقتلون منهم ويطردون لكي يطلب من هذا الجيل دم جميع الأنبياء الذي سفك منذ إنشاء العالم من دم هابيل الصديق إلى دم زكريا بن براشيا الذي أهلك بين المذبح والبيت نعم أقول لكم أنه يطلب من هذا الجيل الويل لكم أيها الناموسيون لأنكم أخذتم مفاتيح المعرفة فما دخلتم وأنتم والداخلون منعتوه
والمجد لله دائما
نظران تترية
نموسية
بيوتنا مبشرين
نبنى ما يسوى
شيرين ماريا
يشرم بيس نسو
تسميسينا
مبنوتي بلو
صرح الساعة 9 من ليلة الثلاثاء من القصفة المقدسة بركة علينا أمين.
اسمع الرؤوف الرحيم الكثير الرحمة المتأني كيف يوصينا أن تكون أطهارا ليس في أجسادنا فقط بل وفي قلوبنا أيضا. لما تعجب منه ذلك الفريسي الذي سأله عن أن يأكل عنه فلما رآه يأكل الخبز بغير طهر ولا غسل يده تكلم معه المعلم العارف بكل الأشياء قبل كونها قائلا أنتم يا معشر الفريسيين تتخرون خارج الكأس والسكرة فأما داخلكم فإنه مملوء دعارة واختطافا وظلما أعطوا صدقة وحكم عادل وكل شيء يتطهر لكم فلتكن نحن رحومين على كل إنسان خلقه الله وعند ذلك نطهر نفوسنا وأجسادنا وأرواحنا من كل ناس الخطية.
المسيح مخلصنا جاء وتعلم عنا لكي بألام يخلصنا
ونرفع اسمه لأنه صنع معنا رحمة كعظيم رحمة
بخريستوس بن صوتي
وفي عرشي بمقى
إن أخذني بمقى
انت بصوتي أمو
مار انت أونا
كيني تشيسي أم بفرا
جافرون عيني ما
قطاب ابنشتنا
إبول خير أموز بيبرو فيتي سلب اسمو إسواب شو بيني من أمين إبقو إموز قوتن صعب شو إسوا إراتن عن هو قوس انتب شستم شو بي هو انت ترياسس هو بنوتي شاينين ام شاينين تنين تيرو
امين. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. The prophecy of the 11th hour, the eve of Tuesday, Holy Blessing, is blessed and be with us all, amen. A reading from Amos, the prophet, may his blessing be with us all, amen.
A reading from Amos the prophet, may his blessing be with us, amen. Seek the Lord and he shall live, lest the house of Joseph blaze as fire and it devour him, and there shall be none to quench it for the house of Israel. It is that execute judgment in the height above, and he has established justice on earth, who makes all things and changes them, and turns darkness into the morning and darkens the day into night, who calls for the water of the sea and pours it out of on the face of the earth, the Lord in his name, who dispenses ruin to strength and brings distress upon the fortress. They hated him and that reproved in the gates and abhorred holy speech. Therefore, because they have smitten the poor with their fists and have received of them choice gifts, have built polished houses, but he shall not dwell in them, have planted desirable vineyards, but he shall not drink the wine of them, for I know your many transgressions and your sins are great, trampling on the just, taking bribes and turning aside the judgment of the poor in the gates. Therefore the prudent shall be silent at that time, but it is a time of evils. Seek good and not evil, that he may live. Glory to the Holy Trinity, God and to the ages of ages. Amen.
Joyce and I know Lydia and Abraham, if you The doxology of the hour of the eve of Tuesday, Holy Basil, may his blessings be with us all, amen. O Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven.
May thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us all trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Will be noti ben orok tok te tigon nem bion nem besmon nem biama shaini min besoi si sos benesto tok te tigon nem bion nem besmon nem biama shaini min
riele son tok te tigon nem bion nem besmon nem biama shaini min menoil ben noti ben orok tok te tigon nem bion nem besmon Amai Shaini.
Father who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, thine the kingdom, the power, the glory forever.
Psalm
Ah.
Oh. مستحقين لسماع إنجيله المقدس الإنجيل لمعلمنا ماري مرقس التلميذ الطاهر بركاته على جميعنا. فأما ذلك اليوم وتلك الساعة فلا يعلمها أحد ولا الملائكة الذين في السماء ولا الإبن إلا الآب. انظروا واسهروا وصلوا لأنكما لا تعلمون متى يكون الزمان. كمثل إنسان مسافر فترك بيته وأعطى عبيده السلطان كل واحد في عمله وأوصى البواب بالسهر. فاسهروا أذن لأنكما لا تعلمون متى يأتي رب البيت أفي المساء أم في نصف الليل أم عند صباح صياح الديك أم في الصباح لئلا يأتي بغدة فيجدكم نياما. وما أقوله لكم أقوله للجميع اسهروا. وكان الفصح والفطير بعد يومان وكان رؤساء الكهنة والكتبة يطلبون كيف يمسكونه بمكر ليقتلونه. ولكنهما قالوا لنفعل هذا في العيد لئلا يكون شغب في الشعب.
لله دائما
نفران انت
When the time comes, do not be asleep when he makes his surprise visit. Be alert and guard yourselves from getting caught in the hidden traps. You alone, the omniscient God, has the knowledge of everything before its being. the epochs, the years, the times, and the past generation. Listen to our Savior, who with his divine mouth proclaims, "But for that day and that hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father knows it. Keep awake at all times, because you do not know when it shall be, lest he makes a surprise visit and finds you asleep. Be careful and safeguard against hidden traps."
Christ our Savior has come and has borne suffering, and through his passion he may save us.
By him and love him.
Christos,
Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today is the Monday of Holy Vesca week, and as we all know, the days of Vesca go according to like the Jewish calendar. So the Monday consists of the eve of Monday, which we prayed yesterday evening, and then the morning hours of today. And then today we're praying tomorrow's prayers. So if we look at the events or the major events that happened on Monday of the Holy Vesca, there's two major events. One of them was the cursing of the fig tree, and the other was the cleansing of the temple. So according to the Gospel of St. Mark, after Christ entered into Jerusalem, and he stayed there for the day, and he left Jerusalem, then he, of course, once he goes to Bethany, and then he comes back the next morning, he was heading to the temple. On the way to the temple, he saw the fig tree that had the leaves, and he cursed the fig tree. Then he went into the temple, drove out the money changers of those who were selling, buying and selling in the temple. And then he came back. On the way back, the disciples said, "Look at the fig tree, you know, it is withered away." Christ, I think if we want to focus on something, the fig tree always seems to be, I think, the theme or a message that God wants to send us before or as we begin this Passion Week. Christ condemned or he cursed the fig tree because it had leaves, but it didn't have fruit. And the gospel writer, he purposely noted that this was not the time or the season for figs. So of course maybe you wouldn't expect figs. But the problem was that it had leaves. So this means maybe it was like an early budding tree where it was going to produce fruit. So it had leaves, but it didn't have any fruit. It would have been better if there was no leaves at all and no fruit. Then it would be, okay, it wasn't ready to give fruit yet. But it had leaves and therefore Christ was looking to eat from it. And of course, seeing the leaves and no fruit, he cursed it. And the fact that it had no fruit made it condemnable by Christ. The fact that it had leaves but no fruit led to Christ condemning this fig tree. If you remember, the first time we hear of the fig leaves is in the story of Adam and Eve. After they fell, they covered themselves with fig leaves. It's as almost like, if we kind of like try to tie the two together, we see that when men fell, they tried to cover themselves with the fig leaves. Of course, this wasn't acceptable in the eyes of God, because He eventually covered them later with the skin. So the fig leaves here resemble the sin in a person's life, and the tree is the person's life, and the leaves are just the showiness of a person's life or the sin. But of course, the fruit is nourishes a person and nourishes those around him. So if we can say we are actually the tree, we are a tree, a fig tree, and our life is going to determine whether we are cursed in the last day or whether we are blessed because we bore fruit or not. So what is it that we can learn maybe from this tree? So what makes the tree something good or something bad is whether it gives fruit or not. Whether it gives fruit or not. I'll speak really briefly about there's two types of trees that are harmful, and of course I'll speak about the fruitful tree, in hopes that we can prepare ourselves through this week to see whether I'm going to be a fruitful tree in my life, or to evaluate my life and see if I'm of the sort that's giving fruit or the sort that's not, and maybe I need to strive to bear fruit in my life. So the first of the two harmful trees, the first is the tree with no fruit at all. And this is what we saw in the Gospels of Monday. I'll just remind you what St. Mark said. He says, "Now the next day, when they had come out of from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves, he went to see if perhaps he would find something on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves." And again, he says here that he's hungry. Anytime we hear that the Lord is hungry, there's a reason why he wants to say that he's hungry. So the Lord Christ said here that he was hungry because he was actually looking for fruit to eat, fruit for nourishment. So this tells us that the Lord here is actually expecting us to bear fruit. All of us, whether we realize it or not, we have a gift. And this gift, Christ is expecting us to bear fruit with it while we are in this world. And there's the tree that does not have any fruit. Actually, in the eyes of Christ, it becomes useless. It becomes useless. Listen to what St. Peter says. He says, "Each one has received the gift. Minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." So he says, each one of us has received the gift. And what are you going to do with this gift? "As I have received, minister to one another." If you look at the tree that bears fruit, the tree that bears fruit, does it itself eat of the fruit that it gives? No. But actually it makes the fruit, and the wildlife and other animals and maybe other plants eventually will partake of this fruit. So when St. Peter is telling us that we all have a gift, this gift is not for us, but it's to be for the benefit of my brothers and sisters who are around here. If we look in our life, and maybe if it's the gift of money, the gift of any particular talent, art, or music, or whatever, am I using this talent to edify the person next to me, or am I using it for myself? Some people, maybe if they have the gift of chanting or singing, they'll use this gift to make money for themselves, sell albums and so on, and this and that, and publicize themselves. And some with the same gifts will use this gift to edify my brother and sister, singing in the church hymns or any like spiritual songs that might move somebody and put them in a spirit of prayer when they need to be. This is edifying, using the gift to feed others. This was the first one, the first harmful tree, is the tree that has no fruit. The second one is the tree with bad fruit or harmful fruit. So it has fruit, but the fruit in and of itself is bad. We see this again very early in the beginning in the tree of knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden. Now, the tree itself is not bad because who created the tree? God created the tree, right? So the tree in and of itself wasn't bad, nor was it distinguished from all the other, you know, the trees in the garden, except for one thing. This one thing was the command of God not to eat of this fruit. It looked like the other fruit. It tasted probably like the other fruit, right? But this one had it was prohibited by God for them to eat. It was forbidden. So what made this fruit bad was the fact that the command was broken by Adam and Eve. There are some things in our lives that are lawful. There are things in our life that are lawful that can be a source of good fruit, but yet they can also be a source of condemnation because they're forbidden or limited by God. Let me give you an example. Having a wife, for example, is something that can be fruitful, or having a husband is something that can be fruitful. But there are limits. Having the wife or having a wife of another man is forbidden, or having and vice versa is forbidden. So when we go and do what is unlawful because of the command, then becomes the fruit in me becomes bad. Another example is maybe the use of alcohol or drugs. We can use drugs medicinally to cure and help people with their pain and high blood pressure and so on. So this is something that is good. We use the wine for the offering, you know, here in the church. So this is good. But when we take what is good and corrupt it and abuse it and take it beyond the limits that God has prescribed for us, then this fruit becomes a bad fruit. And this is one type, is where there's something lawful, we make it unlawful because the way we use it or abuse it. The second type of harmful fruit is the careless Christian. The careless Christian. And this is the Christian who is a stumbling block. I'm here in the church today, and I come on a regular basis, and I take communion, and I confess every now and then, and I'm a deacon, and I'm so and so and so and so. Right? So I have all of the leaves that would say I should bear fruit. Right? But then when I go outside of the church, I have maybe these corrupt suggestions and enticements to my fellow brothers and sisters. I might go outside, the very day that we left the church, I can go and say, hey, why don't we come and have a party at my house? And while we're at my house, we have a party, and hey, why don't we share in something to drink? And then it turns to something that doesn't glorify God, whether it be being intoxicated, dancing in inappropriate ways, and then the sins just kind of drag themselves from one to another. So now I'm supposed to be a Christian who bears fruit, and I might have fruit, but now, because I'm a stumbling block to my brother or sister, this fruit now is bad. And I'll remind you what the Lord said here in Matthew 7. He says, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruit. Beware are those who come to you in sheep's clothing. Those who have the leaves to be holy and good. And unfortunately, my brothers and sisters, this is what hurts us the most. When we hurt ourselves. When we hurt ourselves, this is worse than the people outside hurting us. You know, we see what happened in Egypt. And we look at that and we see, yes, they hurt the people from the outside, but they strengthened them from the inside. It's through the blood of these martyrs that are killed in Egypt that strengthens our church and makes us more proud to be Coptic Christians. But the problem is when the division comes from within, the sin comes from within, because we are a family, we trust each other. But then when we break that trust and entice each other to commit sin, this becomes, I'm a tree with fruit, but now that I'm poisoning my brothers and sisters with this bad fruit. And I'll just, it's worth mentioning here what the Lord Christ warned the people about those who are the cause of offenses. He says, it's better for you that a millstone is tied around your neck and you're thrown into the depth of the sea if you cause one of these little ones to fall. And this was from the pure mouth of our Lord Jesus Christ, who came to save the world, but He pronounces this curse or this condemnation for those who cause others to stumble knowingly, of course. So what about the fruitful tree? The fruitful tree. The fruitful tree is a sacrificial tree. As I mentioned before, the tree doesn't bear fruit for itself, but it is of the giving sort. It sacrifices its own. The trees usually go through a cycle of death and life. It's normal, right? They're alive in the springtime and the summer. The fall, they lose their leaves and they go dormant in the winter. And some of them die and then they come again. Listen to what the Lord says about the fruitful tree. He says, most assuredly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. So He's saying here what? That unless a grain dies and goes in the earth, then it will produce a tree that will make much more grain. It won't be alone anymore. But if the seed remains on the surface, He says it remains alone. So the seed that doesn't die, or does not bury and dies, then it remains alone. This is the cross that we are to carry. And as I mentioned before, there are several types of crosses that we can carry and we can choose from them. Some of them carry the cross of persecution. Some of them carry the cross of a trial or tribulation in life that is placed upon me simply because I live in the corrupt world. Some carry a cross struggling against a certain sin or a passion. Now, St. Paul instructs us to struggle against bloodshed, or struggle to bloodshed against sin. So some sin really might cause us that kind of pain and difficulty to fight against. And of course, some of us have the spiritual cross, which we take up in building and trying to learn and acquire virtue and a life of prayer and holiness. The Lord says, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. The fruitful tree is a sacrificial tree. Think in your life, what are the things that I do to sacrifice to the other? And what are the things that I want from others? I want other people to sacrifice for me. I want other people to sacrifice their time, their convenience, their money, their resources, their this and that for me, for my comfort. And how many of us will say, no, no, I'm of the latter sort, of the first sort, that I want to give. I want to be that tree that bears fruit for the sake of others, not for myself. The second quality of the fruitful tree is that it's planted by the stream. We're reminded of this every morning when we pray in the Igbeya. The psalmist says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly and has not stood in the way of sinners and has not sat in the seat of the evil man. But his will is in the law of the Lord, and his law he shall meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree which is planted by the stream of water. The tree that is planted by the stream of water will be fruitful because it's next to the source of water. There are some trees, I forget where I was, where I was visiting, but there are certain trees that their roots will remain above ground and will grow until they reach a water source. So the roots themselves will search for a source of water until it finds a source of water. And then that source of water will nourish the whole tree. So the fruitful tree is planted next to the stream or next to the living water. Of course, here the living water is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, and it's also the church that nourishes us through the sacraments. Whether it be partaking of the Eucharist, sacraments of repentance and confession, in which we examine ourselves, purify ourselves, and become white as snow and return to that pure state as when we came from the baptismal font. And if you notice here about the tree, the roots are underneath the ground. They are hidden from the naked eye. But all of the work is being done underneath. You know what this is? This is the hidden life of a person. This is the hidden life. This is my spiritual life in my bedroom. This is the way I treat my family. No one else knows about, my friends don't know about, because within the family there are no walls, there are no boundaries. If you want to know who you really are, look at how you act with your family. Do you help them? Are you kind with them? Are you peaceful with them? This will tell you who you really are, not how you are with your co-workers and people in the church, but with your family. So the roots are underneath. This is the hidden ground. And you know what? Nobody knows how much water a tree is consuming from the ground. Nobody knows. It goes unnoticed. Listen to what the Lord says. He says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." You have one person who hungers and thirsts a lot and spends hours maybe at home reading a scripture, reading interpretation, reading from the church fathers, meditating. This person is thirsty in their bedroom and they're being fed. And then listen to what the Lord says in Revelation 21. He says, "I will give the fountain of living water of life freely to him who thirsts." So in the kingdom of heaven, this will be the same. It will be given freely as much as you want to consume. And to be quite honest with you, the spiritual life, you get out of it as much as you put in. If you put in a lot of effort, you get a lot out of it. But if you put in minimal effort, you get minimal out of it. The graces are there for us to take, but we must put forth the effort to consume them. The last is, the fruitful tree produces much fruit. And in the psalm it says, "He shall be like a tree which is planted by the stream of water, which shall yield its fruit in due season." It gives its own fruit to grow another tree, and in due season. The fruitful tree nourishes those around, nourishes those within our home, nourishes those whom we serve, nourishes those who are simply in our presence. Just like what God said to Abraham when he promised him, he told them, "Not only will I bless you, but you will be a blessing." Abram will be a source of blessings everywhere he goes. All of us here, we have the Holy Spirit within us, and we should be his representatives in the world. And believe me, if we carry him as such, the places where we will be a blessing because we are there. Lastly, the tree not only produces much fruit, but it also protects. It gives shade. It provides shade. A fruitful tree protects its children, those who are underneath it. It doesn't leave them out, doesn't expose them to harm, but protects them. Now in the era of electronics and stuff, us as parents and servants, we need to be more keen about what our children are consuming and what we are consuming. It's much more difficult nowadays than it was back maybe when we were growing up 20 and 30 and plus years ago. So the fruitful tree protects those who are underneath the tree. What type of tree are we? Are we of the harmful sort that bears no fruit at all? Are we the type that bears fruit, but then this fruit is transformed into a poisonous fruit where I corrupt my brothers and sisters? Or am I a fruitful tree that I sacrifice of myself to feed and nourish and protect and provide for others? Am I planted next to the church, the stream, the source of the living water? The harmful and the useless tree, of course, as the Lord said, will be cut down and be withered. The choice will be ours. And the church purposely put these readings for us in the beginning of the week. Because at the end of the day, our life is summarized in how much fruit we bear. The first commandment was to love the Lord your God with all your soul, with all your might, right, and all your strength. And the second is like it.
What?
To love your neighbor as yourself. This loving your neighbor as yourself is the fruit that you have. Yes, I have deep roots and I love God and it's underneath the ground. But unless I love my neighbor, then I have no fruit. And if I don't love my neighbor, then I don't have the fruit. I might have the leaves. But as Christ is telling us here, that this will be a cause or a reason to cut down the tree and throw it into the fire. May God grant us all to be fruitful trees in our life and to consider our lives and how we can make ourselves fruitful by our response to all the means of graces. To Him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. We ask and entreat you, O Lord God, the Father, the Pontifical Creator, the Holy Only Begotten Son, who created and ordered all things, and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, the Holy Trinity, before whom every knee bows, in heaven and on earth, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
For the mercy.
For the heavenly peace and unity of all churches in the world, monasteries, and for those dwelling and caring for all holy places, O God of compassion on your creation, and deliver it from all evil, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy. O you who by your power planted the life of man before his creation and created all that exists by your wisdom and adorned the heavens with the stars and the earth with plants, trees, and vineyards and the valleys with meadows and flowers, O our King, accept now the supplication of your servants who place themselves in your hand and say, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
For the mercy.
O great and holy God, who created man in his image and likeness and gave him a living and reasoning soul, have mercy, O Lord, on your creation which you have made. Show us compassion and send down upon us your mercy. From the height of your holiness and your prepared dwelling, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy. O you who saved your servant Noah the righteous and delivered him from the flood with his sons and their wives, and also the clean and unclean animals, for the sake of the earth renewal, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
For the mercy.
O maker and provider of all, deliver your people from the flood of the sea of this passing world, and protect them and all animals from harm, and provide for the needs of the birds, for you are the giver of all birds, animals, and ravens their sustenance. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy. O you who were received as a guest by your servant Abraham the patriarch and ate at his table and blessed his seed, O our King, accept now the supplications of your servants and priests who place themselves in your hands. Have compassion on the world and save your people from every hardship. Abide in them and accompany them, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
For the mercy.
We ask you, O Lord, to guard us from all evil, to have compassion on your creation and all your people, for the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. O sustainer of all flesh, the help of the helpless and the hope of the hopeless, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy. O you who look to the humble with watchful eyes of protection, who saved Joseph from his master's wife, set him as a ruler over Egypt and spared him in the days of his hardship, so that his brothers and father Jacob came and knelt before him, and took from him wheat for the sustenance of their children and animals. We also bow our heads and kneel before you, our Creator and Provider, and we thank you for everything, concerning everything and in everything. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
For the mercy.
O God, Logos of the Father, who works in the law, the prophets, and the Old Testament, and fulfills them,
Save your people from every hardship. Manage their lives according to your goodwill, and spare them from all famines and calamities. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy. O you who supported the people of Israel 40 years in the desert of Sinai, though they had no houses or storehouses, O my Lord, keep now your people, and bless their houses and storehouses with your heavenly blessings. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
For the mercy.
O you who accepted the prayer of Elijah the Tishbite when the sky rained and the earth produced vegetation, and blessed the barrel of wheat and the vessel of oil in the widow's house, accept the prayers of your people through the intercession of your holy saints and prophets. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy. O God of compassion on the world, with kind and merciful eyes, bless their crops and storehouses and the little they may have. Raise the waters of the rivers according to their measure. Grant moderation to the winds. Bless the Nile of Egypt this year and every year. Give joy to the face of the earth and to us men. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
For the mercy.
O you who accepted the repentance of the Ninevites when they fasted together and received the confession of the right-hand thief upon the cross, make us also worthy of pleasing you and receiving your compassion, crying out and saying, remember us, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom, and receive from your servants their repentance, their confessions, their fasting, and their offerings, which are offered upon your holy altar as an acceptable incense, and have mercy on them. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy. O you, the mighty provider, chastiser, healer, and physician of our souls and bodies, who tested his servant Job and healed him of his calamities, and recompensed him for his losses with more than what he had, have mercy on your people, save them from all calamities, tribulations, trials, and hardships. O upholder of those who trust in you, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
For the mercy.
O Christ our God, Logos of the Father, who sanctified his pure disciples, washed their feet, and made them leaders of the believers and a light for the faith, who by them satisfied hungry souls and taught them to pray, saying, Our Father who art in heaven, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy. O worker of wonders and miracles, who fed the thousands with 5 loaves, raised the dead, bless the wedding of Cana in Galilee. O Lord, bless now the bread, oil, plants, beehives, trades, products, and all the works of your servants. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
For the mercy.
O Lord, save your people and surround them on every side by the sign of your life-giving cross. Raise the state of Christians in all the world, and fill the hearts of the rulers with kindness towards them. Soften their hearts towards our poor and needy brethren, and to keep every evil thing far from them. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy. O you who entrusted us with your holy covenant, your body and blood present with us every day upon the altar, through the descending of your Holy Spirit on the bread and wine, and commanded us, saying, this do in remembrance of me. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
For the mercy.
O Christ our God, have mercy on your people and the successor of your apostles. Bless the fruit of the earth and give gladness to the hearts of men through the abundance of fruits and blessings. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy. O begotten of the Father, who was incarnate of the Blessed Virgin Saint Mary in the fullness of time, who said to his saintly disciples, go and make disciples of all the nations, and baptize them, teaching them all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Be also with your servants who cry out to you, saying, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O forgiver of sins and giver of all things, forgive the sins of your people, purify them from every blemish, and cleanse them from every deceit, and keep them from bearing false witness, and from all envy, and slander, and uproot from their hearts, every evil thought, murmuring, doubts, and hardness of heart arising from pride. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy. You are the rampart of our salvation, O Mother of God, the invincible fortress. Bring to naught the counsels of the adversaries. Turn the mourning of your servants into joy. Defend our cities, fight for the Orthodox kings and leaders, and intercede for the peace of the world and the churches. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O God of mercy and compassion, Lord of all comfort, do not be angry with us, nor rebuke us for our wicked deeds, nor for our many sins. Do not be wrathful with us, nor let your wrath endure forever. Hear us, O God of Jacob, and look on us. O God, our helper, spare the world from death, scarcity, plagues, devastation, the sword of the enemies, earthquakes, horror, and all fearsome events. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy. For the sake of our protection under your high and mighty hand, O God, we ask you to keep for us the life of our honored father and patriarch, Pope Abba Tawadros II, and his partner in the apostolic liturgy, our father, the Bishop Abba Yusuf, and to confirm them upon their thrones for many years in quiet and peaceful times. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O Christ, our God, we ask for your graciousness and your great mercy to keep for us the life of our fathers, the metropolitans, bishops, and all the leaders of the flock. Confirm the sheep of your flock, grant protection to the priests, purity to the deacons, strength to the elders, understanding to the young, chastity to the virgins, asceticism to the monks and nuns, purity to the married, and protection for women. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy. Again we ask for the safe return of travelers, support for widows and orphans, abundance for the poor, and those who are in debt, pay their debts and forgive them. And those who are in prisons and distress, give them release, heal the sick and repose the departed. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O God of our holy fathers, do not forsake those whom you have created with your holy hands. You who manifested your love for mankind, O merciful one, accept from your mother intercession on our behalf, and save, O Savior, humbled people, do not leave us to the end, nor forsake us forever. For the sake of your holy name, do not break your covenants, nor take away from us your mercy. For the sake of Abraham, your beloved Isaac, your servant, and Jacob, your saints, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Ehnoti naina ante shonayero nari o naini men chenteg metoro.
Kiri Kiri alai son.
Горе воли не гаджите текли сияри софте росы низким шаили.
May Jesus Christ, our true God, who through His own goodwill accepted suffering and was crucified on the cross for our sake, bless us with all the spiritual blessings, support us and complete for us the Holy Bhaskha, and bring forth upon us the joy of His holy resurrection for many years and peaceful times, to the never-ending intercession of the Holy Theotokos St. Mary, and of all the choir of the angels and archangels, and through the prayers of all the patriarchs, prophets, apostles, martyrs, righteous, holy ones, cross-bearers, ascetics, confessors, and anchorites, and through the blessing of this holy Bhaskha of our good Savior. May their holy blessing, their benediction, their power, their gift, their love, and their blessing and their help be with us all forever. Amen. Be Christus ben Noati.
Amen. Ashobi.
Ebono to Tihirini Monana to Kirinis Minina to Kirini Kananovian on Evo, Jethok Tetigon and Bona Besman and Beamahishani Amin. O Lord, make us worthy to pray. Thank thee, our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, thine is the kingdom, the power, of glory forever.
And now the love of God, the Father, is based on the begotten Son, our Lord, God, and Savior Jesus Christ, be with the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with you all, go in peace, peace, O Lord, be with you all. Amen.